We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavours and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, charitable viewers, and benvenuti. That is how welcome is said in Italian, a language spoken by around 60 million people in Italy and other countries. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangqiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, a report by the United Kingdom government indicates a significant increase in the number of people eating vegetarian meals. In sustainable energy news, American developers are recognized for green practices. In good governance news, China provides free medical testing for women. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 31st, is World No Tobacco Day, sponsored by the United Nations World Health Organization, WHO. As part of WHO's Tobacco Free Initiative, this special campaign, which was established in 1987 and is observed around the globe, encourages a lifestyle that is conducive to one's well-being. This year's theme is Tobacco Health Warnings, citing smoking cautions on packages of both words and pictures as the most persuasive deterrent of tobacco use. We wish all a life-enhancing World No Tobacco Day to help protect ourselves and future generations.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association update from Olac or Vietnam. On May 18th, the mountainous provinces of Bắc Cạn and Thái Nguyên were struck by torrential rains, tornadoes, floods, and mudslides. The calamities cost two people their lives and destroyed many homes as well as soon-to-be harvested crops. On May 19th, Supreme Master Qinghai conveyed her love and donated $10,000 to buy urgent items, an amount that could purchase an equivalent of $168,000 in relief supplies in the United States, based on the cost of living in Olac.
Our association's relief team traveled to the most affected villages in Bắc Cạn province. They visited Bắc Cạn Junior High School to distribute Master Qinghai's gifts, where the principal extended the school's gratitude to Master Qinghai.
Thì hôm nay chúng tôi vô cùng cảm động nhận được tấm lòng của ngài Thanh Hải. Thì chúng tôi chân thành cảm ơn tấm lòng hảo tâm của ngài.
In Thái Nguyên province, the relief team went to the several villages, stopping at each victim's household to offer encouragement and extend Supreme Master Qinghai's compassionate love. The victims were excited and touched by Supreme Master Qinghai's concern. In all, the relief team delivered necessities, including food and clothing, to 178 households throughout seven villages.
Hôm nay thì tôi cũng rất là vinh dự và phấn khởi là nhận được tin là ngài Thanh Hải, thì chúng tôi xin cảm ơn ngài Thanh Hải và chúc ngài luôn luôn mạnh khỏe và có nhiều cái việc làm từ thiện hơn nữa.
Our thankfulness for Supreme Master Qinghai's timely and much-needed assistance, as well as the diligent delivery of materials by our association's relief team to those in need. Our prayers that the Olac's people quickly recover their fruitful lives, and that calamities such as these are minimized through humanity's increasingly compassionate lifestyles, bringing a brighter tomorrow for all.
Prolonged drought ends with flooding in Florida. The state of Florida, USA, had been in the middle of a record dry season when it was suddenly hit by several days of unusual, record-setting rainfalls. Some areas were soaked with 2 feet of precipitation, causing residents to evacuate their homes. U.S. President Barack Obama declared Volusia County a federal disaster area, while the state's governor, Charlie Crist, announced 11 central counties as disaster areas. Over 1,500 buildings and the region's potato crops suffered major damage, with thankfully no reports of injury or casualties. The American Red Cross has been providing shelter and cleaning supplies, while the government has pledged financial assistance for the flood victims. Residents are hoping for a quick recovery so that they can be prepared for the fast approaching hurricane season.
On May 30th, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $30,000 for the ones most urgently in need and asked our association's relief team to please go to comfort them and share her sympathy and love.
Our gratefulness, American Red Cross, government agencies and all others, for your timely concern and assistance. We also appreciate the care Supreme Master Qinghai has extended to the victims. We are thankful for the safety of the flood-affected in Florida and wish them a speedy return to the comfort of their day-to-day lives. May such extreme weather events as these be eased through humanity's gentler tread on our planet.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
human immune system not prepared for swine flu. The total number of swine flu infected people has surged to more than 15,500 in 57 countries, with over 110 people who have lost their lives to the virus. Over the past month, the total number of infected people confirmed in the U.S. alone rose from just a handful to around 9,000. Even so, the actual number of affected people, including those who were not tested, is believed to be as high as 100,000. Countries with first ever cases are added virtually daily, the latest including Bolivia, Cyprus, and Lebanon.
Experts fear that this may only be the beginning of multiple waves of the epidemic. The fact that swine flu is spreading, even while it is not the winter flu season in the Northern Hemisphere, has raised fears about this new virus's potential long-term threat. As the International Society for Disease Surveillance Research Director Don Olson explained, when you have a highly transmissible, immunologically novel virus, you can have widespread epidemics throughout summer. Our population level of immunity is just poor enough that we're kind of like dry wood.
With swine flu having raised the level of public awareness about the deplorable conditions endured by livestock-raised animals, more people are turning to vegan, soy-based pork alternatives and loving it. Supreme Master Television in Florida, USA, asked tasters for their comments after sampling some vegan sausage.
Mmm! This tastes wonderful! Very wonderful! It's got to be some sort of tofu, but it does have a wonderful flavor to it.
It looks definitely like meat, but it's not meat at all. It's great.
I thought it was very tender, and it had a good like texture to it.
Now that I start to taste it, I think, oh, okay, this is really great. It makes me want to think that, okay, I can be a vegan also. That's it. You got to try it. A lot of people think, no, it's going to be... No, it's great. You got to try it, I think.
Taste testers were asked whether they would consider choosing veg alternatives if it could mean that factory farm pollution, gross animal suffering, and global public health risks could be eliminated.
So, yeah, if it was there for me to have all the time, I would definitely choose that.
I would absolutely eat those before I would eat anything that I thought an animal had suffered. You know, if we can do something about swine flu or any other type of epidemic, that would be wonderful.
We thank the participants who sampled and shared their comments on the vegan pork products. Our sorrow, meanwhile, continues to go out for those who have succumbed to the current contagion, as well as families and communities of the afflicted. We pray for a quick shift away from pig and other meat products to the wholesome and tasty vegan alternatives for the benefit of all humanity.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet:
lowers blood pressure,
lowers cholesterol levels,
reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions,
reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%,
reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer,
stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years,
higher IQ, conserves up to 70% clean water,
saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing,
a solution for world hunger,
free up 3.4 billion hectares of land,
free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply,
consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste,
maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year,
stop 80% of global warming,
plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Norway to renew aid to Zimbabwe. The Nordic country announced it would donate nearly $15 million to Zimbabwe through non-governmental organizations as well as the United Nations. The funds are intended to build on health and education goals that support the new national unity government. Norway's assistance joins that of the United Kingdom and the World Bank, who in the past month had each pledged some of the first development aid provided to Zimbabwe in several years. God bless you, Norway, as well as the United Kingdom and the World Bank, for your kind assistance in support of emerging peace and stability in Zimbabwe. Through help such as yours, the nation will surely prosper once again in opportunity and abundance.
Saints race in Gubbio, Italy. As a tradition since the Middle Ages, thousands of people flocked to the streets of Gubbio, Italy, to witness the saints' race. Each of the three teams carried a statue of the Catholic saint, Ubaldos, the patron saint of Gubbio, as well as Saint Giorgio and Saint Anthony, while racing through the crowds. Lorenzo Rughi, a resident and long-time devotee of Saint Anthony, said, "The reason why after hundreds of years we still do this race is because the emotion of seeing your saint is still very strong and intimate for Gubbio residents. What an interesting way to remember God and the holy saints in our everyday lives. Bravo, residents of Gubbio, for preserving such a tradition of inspiration and joy."
Save Our Planet, major economies forum in Paris, France. During climate talks hosted by France, the world's 17 largest energy-consuming and greenhouse gas-emitting nations made progress in agreeing to help developing countries cope with climate change. Assisting these countries in their adaptations to global warming-related impacts such as rising sea levels and extreme weather is expected to cost around $100 billion a year. Representatives plan to continue their discussions at a June meeting in Mexico as part of a series leading up to December's Climate Change Forum in Denmark. Our respectful accolades, participating forum nations, for your forward-thinking strides in addressing climate change. May your plans quickly be mobilized to bring the greatest relief to inhabitants worldwide.
Save Our Planet. Water predicted to become ever scarcer. Scientists at the University of Utah in the USA report that a warming climate is leading to phenomena such as increased dust storms, which in mountainous areas like the Rockies in the USA are causing snowpacks to disintegrate quickly, thus jeopardizing continuous water supplies. Also, nations such as India and China are facing more water shortages, even as the needs in those areas are increasing. Current predictions by the US-based Grail Research indicate that by 2025, around 3 billion people will face water scarcity globally. US scientists at University of Utah and Grail Research, thank you for making us more aware of this life-threatening imbalance. Let us seek urgently to ensure more sustainable lifestyles so that all are supplied with the essential and life-giving water. In July 2008, during a video conference in West Hollywood, California, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminded us that the world's water resources would be assured if everyone switched to the earth-saving vegan diet.
Now, we are complaining about shortage of water everywhere on the planet. One serving of beef, we use 1,200 gallons of clean, good water. One serving of chicken, 330 gallons of water, clean and good. And one complete vegan meal, including rice or bread and tofu, that's full of protein, and vegetables. It costs only 98 gallons of water. God has created enough water for us, enough food for us, to last even forever. If we but know how to stop abusing the earth resources and her sustenance, we should not kill our fellow beings to satisfy our greed. And this is the main point of planetary problem right now. Our overly spending of our moral merit and world resources. When we just stop eating meat, then we have 70% plus water to use. Just leave that piece of meat out of your diet. Let peace begin on your table.
Save Our Planet. Prince Charles urges rapid protection of rainforests for global security. In addressing the Nobel Laureate Symposium at St. James's Palace, His Royal Highness Prince Charles highlighted his concern that many people are unaware of the urgent need to address global warming. He strongly urged protection of the rainforest to ensure global food, energy, and economic security. According to Greenpeace and the United Nations, over 80% of Amazon deforestation activities occur to create cattle grazing regions. The remainder is largely cleared to grow soy, most of which is exported for animal feed.
During a phone conversation with Supreme Master Television, Professor John Browder, author of Planting Seeds of Change in the Ashes of the Rainforest, confirmed that meat was the main driver of Amazonian deforestation.
What is driving deforestation now in the Amazon are three things. And first and most important is the expansion of the livestock sector over the past 10 years. And by livestock, I mean cattle, beef cattle industry.
Because the largest market for Amazonian beef is in Europe, Dr. Browder believes the speed of deforestation is directly linked to the high demand for beef in Europe. Professor Browder has further calculated that the continued rate of the Amazon's deforestation will depend on two factors.
One, the price of beef products in the European market times the population density of the municipio in the producing supply region. It really comes down to basically beef and how much available forest land within proximity of a transport node.
Our deep appreciation, Professor Browder, Your Royal Highness and others, for your concerned voice on behalf of the magnificent and life-supporting rainforests. May our awareness of the power of our fork awaken us all to the realization that we can save the planet by simply changing our diets.
Save our planet. New York City, USA closes 5 blocks of busy Broadway street to vehicle traffic in an area running through the renowned landmark Times Square to reduce pollution and increase pedestrian safety and enjoyment.
Save our planet. A new wind turbine farm with 10 megawatt capacity opens in Uruguay with the goal of generating more energy from sustainable sources as well as diversifying the nation's overall supplies.
Save our planet. A number of well-known New Zealanders such as actors Lucy Lawless and Cliff Curtis participate in the Greenpeace Sign On Climate campaign to encourage Prime Minister John Key to adopt a 40% emission reduction goal for the country by 2020.
Save our planet. One of the world's rarest mammals, the Visayan spotted deer, is seen in the deep jungles of Negros Island in the Philippines, giving hope that this small animal will continue to survive in the wild.
Hello, I'm Buddha the Wombat. This is my sweet daughter Tammy.
Hi everyone, Daddy and I are totally vegetarian.
We'd like to share with you a way to help the environment.
Next time you order something by mail, see if your friends can order at the same time with you.
Maybe together you want to get some delicious vegan specialty foods.
By ordering larger quantities, you can save money on shipping costs.
And it will help to reduce the amount of packaging needed.
That helps to conserve our Earth's resources.
Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for watching. And here's the weather in our cities around the world.
Thank you.
In veg news, British Animal Protection Group lauds the nation's move towards vegetarianism. Vegetarian International Voice for Animals, or VIVA, has noted that according to statistics released by the United Kingdom government, it is evident that the number of people choosing animal-free meals is greatly increasing. In the UK alone, there was a decrease of 13 million animals used for the meat production industry in 2008 compared to 2007. VIVA heartily welcomes this trend towards a compassionate vegetarian lifestyle. Our sincere thanks, Vegetarian International Voice for Animals, or VIVA, for bringing this encouraging development to the public eye. May all soon embrace a virtuous vegan lifestyle that has innumerable benefits for our planet, ourselves, and our lovely animal friends.
In sustainable energy news, U.S. government awards green certificate to Hollywood Real Estate Agency. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has given the Energy Star endorsement to Paramount contractors and developers for their eco-friendly practices. Paramount was the first developer to utilize solar panels and electric vehicle charging stations. They have also incorporated a heating, ventilation, and air conditioning HVAC system, which significantly reduces energy consumption. Congratulations, Paramount contractors and developers, for your award and for your commitment to sustainable energies. Godspeed all governments, businesses, and individuals as we tread lightly on our delicate home planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, China offers more than 3.8 million women free medical testing. We'll just go out and say hi to the gorgeous parrot we can hear. More delightful news will be right up on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, blessing news for a regenerated world. In good governance news, China provides free health testing for women. Beijing City is making available cancer screening for its more than 3.8 million female residents. Women aged 20 to 65 are eligible and can go to certain hospitals for the testing. In addition, 13 hospitals will provide treatment for any women that are diagnosed with the illness. Our respectful appreciation, China, for taking care of the health of your citizens. May all have vibrant health and glowing lives.
Please join us for a good laugh with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Work Spirit.
一个老板问他的工作人员，嘿，大家好，你们这边的工作进程如何啊？一个工作人员举手说，啊，你呢，我们这边呢，跟那个Robinson一样，大家都等那个晋级舞，晋级舞就是那个Robinson助手的名字。
And now for our viewers hotline.
Yang terhormat Supreme Master Television, saya berharap kedamaian tetap terpelihara atas adanya nasihat baik, khususnya dari Supreme Master Television. Kita lebih baik terus berdoa agar dimaafkan atas segala sesuatu yang tidak kita ketahui, dan juga berdoa memohon ampunan Tuhan atas dosa-dosa kita di masa lalu maupun kelak di masa depan. Amin. Yusuf dari Borneo, Indonesia.
Peace yearning Yusuf. Peace is what we all dream of. Let us indeed act in love to all beings, large and small, human and animal. By embracing the kind vegan lifestyle, we can know a new beginning of peace for our planet. May heaven bless you and all the kind people of Indonesia.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
Che Dio vi benedica. That means God bless in Italian.
May your path be graced with inner peace and contentment. Farewell for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
A first summit between the presidents of Iran, Pakistan, and Afghanistan concluded with the signing of the Tehran Declaration, an agreement to enhance their economic, energy, and political cooperation.
When 90-year-old UK resident Margaret Allen passed away, she left nearly $650,000 to different persons and organisations in her village of Solva in gratitude for their care of her and her cat during her later years.
Dr. Naif Al-Mutawa is recognized in Qatar for his creation of The 99, a popular superhero comic book series whose characters represent the Islam-recognized 99 attributes of God.
US-based television network ABC and Ecuador-born animator Mike Judge launched The Goody Family, a satirical TV series about a vegan family aspiring to be ethical in all aspects of everyday life.
The World Health Organization is encouraging governments worldwide to require pictorial images on cigarette packaging of the suffering that results from tobacco use.
A 45-day program promoting the message Islam is mercy, not violence, is launched by the Qatar Muslim Islahi Center, including meeting with the press and pamphlet distribution.
A new Japanese television drama, Plastic Sheeting in the Wind, describes the life of a person who joins the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, bringing awareness to refugee and aid worker situations worldwide.
Italy delivers nearly $540,000 in humanitarian aid to Pakistan, including blankets, plastic rolls, soap, plates, tents, and water purification units.
Russia launches a new digital public library that provides access to 6.5 million rare documents, including correspondence from Peter the Great.
Tunisian Justice Minister Bakir Takari affirms his country's glad welcome of 10 countrymen upon their release from the US Guantanamo Bay facility.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.